Track 17.
Buyer's training at schools. Buyer's training? Buying things has always been relatively simple. If you had the money, you could buy a product. If not, loans could solve your problem. But there were several steps to take until you got a bank loan. Today, buying is often just one click away. You need the latest smartphone? Just enter your personal details and click Buy. You want the latest designer jeans? You can have them tomorrow. Buy now, pay later. You love football? Bet on your favourite team and win. You need a credit card to make your wishes come true? You're 18? Here it is. It is the spend now and deal with the consequences later mentality which often runs young people into debt. In Germany, more than 1 million adults under 30 are deep in debt, with average debts of about €8,500. In the USA, millions of young people have an average of about $1,500 credit card debt before they start college. With plastic money and online shopping at hand, young people tend to buy things today that they cannot afford and end up with debts that they cannot pay back. That is why last September, British schools introduced a special financial education programme. It's a first step in the right direction, says money expert Percy Ford. Less than half of young people say that they have an understanding of financial matters. Many avoid contact with financial institutions because they don't even know how to open an account. Pete Stewart, student at Newcastle University, remarks, "After 2 years of business and maths courses, I still do not know how to manage my own personal finances." And Percy Ford adds, "Among the millions of people between 20 and 30, 4 out of 5 do not save for major purchases. Companies spend billions of pounds on advertising and sales training for their staff, and many young people do not really think before they buy something. If the product is modern, attractive, and fits their lifestyle, they buy it, and then they struggle to cope with the financial consequences." Teachers welcome the new education programme, which has been included in maths and other subjects. As one teacher puts it, "I'm sure the next generation of school leavers will plan their purchases more carefully and will only buy what they can afford. Of course, sometimes it's advisable to take out a loan, for example, if you want to buy a house. But people should think first. Maybe we'll even see an effect on parents when their children come home and tell them about the new programme. So maybe the next time people go shopping and see special offers or a big sale sign, they will not just buy because they think it is the cheapest offer they can get. If you know what you want, you can find a good bargain all year round," says Percy Ford. Young people are especially at risk when they are online. They are often just one click away from buying things like new apps or the latest hit from the charts. They should always ask themselves some questions first. Have I compared prices? Do I have the money? Do I really need it? If only one answer is no, don't buy it.